Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Okay, looks like we have time.
Squeeze it in?
Yeah, we're going to squeeze in some porn news.
Let's do it.
Before your super hot Ducks Beavers pregame show. Mm-hmm. So her name is Bonnie Blue. She's a porn star.
Bonnie Blue, Googling?
She and a friend. Yeah, she's hot. She and a friend, a fellow porn star, were both deported from Fiji because they violated their visa filming OnlyFans content over there.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But she is under fire on the social meds because, and she's British, by the way, and she recently got kicked out of Australia as well.
So she's getting booted a lot of places.
Things are going great for her.
Yeah.
But
it's probably great for her OnlyFans, though. She's drumming up a lot of...
Exactly. You know. She's in the news. She knows
no
what she's
such
doing.
Thing as bad publicity for porn stars.
That's right. So she's been called out because of a disturbing sex act that she claims that is beautiful. She claims it's beautiful, and everybody else is like, what the hell?
Oh, boy. Do I even want to know?
Well, I don't
have... Got any guesses?
I don't have to tell you.
Well, she's claiming it's beautiful, and everyone else is... Yeah. I got a
What do you think it is?
I don't want to even say.
Let's go through all the sex acts, one by one.
Well, she's claiming it's beautiful. Does this involve, like, her sister or something?
No.
Does this involve, like, a hot sister or, like, a hot family member?
I mean,
you're getting
he's
closer.
Kind of on the track with family.
You're getting closer.
Because, like, that whole stepdad thing is, like, that's, like, all the rage. The stepmom, you know?
She claims that she slept with a father and his adult son. At the same time.
Oh.
And of course, people are like, what?
Yeah.
But she's like, oh. So yeah. She went on a YouTube show.
Said it was great, huh?
Well, she said, I think it's brilliant to have that much of a good relationship with your son. For the son to have that much of a good connection with their dad, I think it's fantastic.
Boy.
Too many people, especially the 18-year-olds I knew when I was in school, would argue with their dads and not get on. I think to be able to come with your dad and sleep with me, it's great. Oh.
Yeah,
I meant like
that's don't. Yeah,
no,
don't,
no, it wasn't. It wasn't. No, 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 no.
That was
like,
miss.
Like show up. Like yeah,
be there.
That,
yeah.
Turn a phrase. Yes. Yeah.
Did
sounded bad.
That?
Wasn't.
Dump that.
Boy.
What do you think?
I've turned into John Anthony. You've turned me into John Anthony.
I've got it. You want information?
Well, I told you.
I don't know if I want information.
What do you think?
Well,
what do you think? Beautiful or disturbing?
That's disturbing. I love my son, and I have a great relationship with my son. I would consider my son one of, if not my best friend. There's lines there. Hey, son.
Honey, why you want to go tap Bonnie Blue tonight? What do you think?
How does that even, who suggests it? Who are, like, what? You're just hanging out at a bar, and Bonnie Blue comes over, and it's like, you two, and you look at dad, you're like, yo, what's up, dad?
Now, people are claiming incest. But I don't.
No,
I don't know that I'd go that far. But I see where they're going.
Was there like a topsy bottom sort of thing happening? Like,
look, let's not get into the
that's
minutia here.
Yeah, it's problematic. It's problematic. How about that? How about we? It's problematic.
Not according to her. It's beautiful.
No, that's problematic. That's if I'll just say this right now. If you are doing that with your father or you're doing with that with your son, you have serious
yeah,
problems.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem.
It is. It's more than a bit. That is a massive.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Well, she is hot. She's hot.
And apparently the father son are both into it, so.
Boy, there's some things you can't unsee, and I'm. Which is worse, the son being able to picture the dad or the dad being able to picture the son?
Definitely the son picturing the
yes,
dad.
Yes, that part.
That is definitely worse.
Now I'm trying to picture him like bro hugging afterwards or like high five. Ah. Da.
Hey, son, a few pointers.
Want me to go get your towel, Dad?
Yes, please. What I have a few thoughts.
Oh.
On your techniques.
See, this is one of those I think a lot of dudes out there are like, dude, I would do this until push comes to shove and you're not doing that. There's just no way.
You think a lot of dudes are saying they'd do that?
I think there's a lot of really trashy people that if you put them in that situation would be like, whatever, you don't tell.
Hell yeah,
around.
Son!
Until- well, it would be their only opportunity to be with her.
Yes.
Is if your dad is there.
Yeah.
Now you put it that way.
Yeah. But then when you get in that moment, you're not close.
No, God, no.
No.
I can't. That's horrifying. It's a horrifying thought.
The Jack Rob?
Shut up. You don't have to. Gross.
Picture him in some flannel. Is he wearing his socks?
Then you go out and have a catch.
Hey, Dad.
Dad. Dad.
Picture my dad and his side hair.
James Earl Jones narrates the aftermath.
I don't know why, but whenever I picture like an old man, I think of like the 80s movie where the old man's got those sock godders on. They keep his black socks up.
Well, maybe he's going to do it.
Maybe a white undershirt that he's wearing. Is there a hole in a sheet involved?
Coming up next, you've got Ducks, Beavers.
That's a hell of a transition right there.
College basketball for you. And our show returns back tomorrow. Joey Harrington will be a part of our program. If you miss Dan Lanning, you can go podcast it or something. We'll be back tomorrow, 3-7. I'm thinking it.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.